Penguin Random House Audio presents Tin Man, written and read by Sarah Winman.
All Dora Judd ever told anyone about that night, 3 weeks before Christmas, was that she won the painting in a raffle. She remembered being out in the back garden as lights from the Cowley car plant spilt across the darkening sky, smoking her last cigarette, thinking there must be more to life. Back inside, her husband said, "Bloody move it, will you?" And she said, "Give it a rest, Len." And she began to undo her house dress as she made her way upstairs. In the bedroom, she looked at herself sideways in the mirror, her hands feeling for the progression of her pregnancy, this new life she knew was a son. She sat down at her dressing table and rested her chin on her hands. She thought her eyes looked tired, her skin dry. She painted her lips red, and the colour instantly lifted her face. It did little for her mood, however. The moment she walked through the doors of the community centre, she knew it had been a mistake to come. The room was smoky and festive drinkers jostled as they tried to get to the bar. She followed her husband through the crowds and the intermittent wafts of perfume and hair oil, bodies and beer. She wasn't up for socialising with him anymore. Not the way he behaved with his friends, making a point of looking at every pretty thing that passed, making sure she was watching. She stood off to the side, holding a glass of warm orange juice that was beginning to make her feel sick. Thank God Mrs. Powers made a beeline for her, clutching a book of raffle tickets. "Top prize was a bottle of Scotch whiskey," said Mrs. Powers, as she took Dora over to the table where the prizes were laid out. "Then we have a radio, a voucher for a haircut and set at Audrey's Coiffure, a tin of Quality Street, a pewter hip flask, and lastly..." And she leant forward for this confidence, a mid-sized oil painting, a very...